This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Signs of the invasive zebra mussel have been detected in the Colorado River, according to state parks and wildlife officials. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
Mussel larvae appeared in two routine samples from a pair of locations in the Colorado River near Grand Junction. A sample from the government Highline Canal also came up positive. No adult zebra mussels have been found at this time, but Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Rachel Gonzalez said the species are dangerous even at this stage.
Really at this stage, you have even more of a risk of transporting them from one body of water to another.
The species pose an extreme risk to local ecosystems by killing off plankton that native species rely on for food. They can also clog man-made waterways and drainage systems, causing millions of dollars in damage. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
Voters in Denver will decide whether city employees can have collective bargaining rights. It's one of the only Democrat-led cities in the U.S. without collective bargaining for city staff. Juan Manuel Ramirez Anzurez was born and raised in Denver. He now works as a library assistant, but he's not sure if he will be able to afford to continue living and working in the city.
I would hope that one day I can continue to serve Denver as a public servant and be able to reside in Denver.
Currently, only Denver's teachers, police officers, and firefighters have collective bargaining rights. Another approximately 7,000 workers are left out. Computerized vending machines selling ammunition will soon be in grocery stores in Buena Vista, Poncha Springs, and Pueblo County. Legree's Food Store said the Texas-based company American Rounds will own and operate the automated ammunition dispensers. The kiosks use AI technology, card scanners, and facial recognition to verify the buyer's identity and that they're at least 21 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC.